Why did a young man who became the highest paid performer in Britain busk outside the Norwich Hippodrome when he thought he should have been playing inside? His name was George Formby, a top entertainer who grew to love his adopted Norfolk with a passion, but not the people who ran the famous old theatre which stood in St Giles when he was a lad out to make a name for himself. This is a story told to many, many years ago by a man whose family now run the Great Yarmouth Hippodrome Circus, a glorious and unique building of which we can all be proud. His name was Jack Jay, a true showman who brought a galaxy of stars to the resort over so many years. The Jays and Yarmouth go together like fish and chips. They were and still are the greatest show business dynasty in the region. Think of a star from the past, and the chances are Jack tempted them to head Yarmouth Way, where they would entertain enormous audiences from all over the country at those big summer shows which we loved. Jack once told how his friend George Formby, who had been following in his father's footsteps as a music hall comedian, was booked to play at the Norwich Hippodrome. Young George had a contract to play at the theatre, but 2 weeks before he was due to appear, the manager contacted him and said he had booked a review instead, said Jack. Well, George wasn't having any of that old nonsense. He had a contract, a deal had been done, so he turned up in Norwich. And what did he do? He performed his act outside to people who were coming to see the show. When the week was up, he went along to the manager's office and asked for his £7 wages. The manager, added Jack, told him he would never play the Hippodrome again, and George informed him that when he was famous, he would have no need to. Many years later, a famous George did return to Norwich, but he played the Theatre Royal, and during his act referred to the rival theatre as that other place. He was an entertainer who was loved by millions, and one who had a soft spot for Norfolk, where he and his wife, former clog dancer Beryl, had a home at Wroxham and a boat at Potter Heigham. Young George was always going to live a life in showbiz. Born in 1904, his father, also George, was a music hall comedian. George Jr. first worked as a stable boy and jockey, but when his father died, he followed in his dad's footsteps, telling jokes and stories. But it was his saucy and clever songs and the ukulele playing which turned him into a big star. He married the formidable Beryl in 1924 and she took over as his manager and, it is said, his personal life too. She was, by all accounts, a force to be reckoned with. Mind you, she knew her job and she knew her husband was a star. If they wanted to book him, then they had to pay up. In the 1930s and 40s, he was the highest paid entertainer in Britain. His film contract on its own gave him £100,000 a year. Columbia Pictures paid him £500,000 for a Hollywood series and his record sold like hotcakes. George made 22 films, appeared in Royal Command performances and captured the hearts of a nation at a tough time with songs such as Leaning on a Lamppost, When I'm Cleaning Windows, With My Little Ukulele in My Hand. Saucy, yes, and some were considered too rude for the BBC to broadcast. Some of the lyrics were red-pencilled NFTBB, not fit to be broadcast. My Little Stick of Blackpool Rock was once banned, and on the recording of Chinese Laundry Blues, he had to substitute garters for knickers, although it didn't rhyme with flickers. George and Beryl visited Norfolk in the 1930s when they rented a boat on the Broads called Doris. They were in good company because the same boat was also hired by Miss Edward and Mrs. Simpson as the clouds were looming over their love affair and his eventual abdication. During the Second World War, George worked non-stop entertaining the troops across the world. How they loved this cheeky chappie who made them laugh at such dark times. Beryl and George couldn't resist the Norfolk beauty. They loved the Broads and made it their second home. They bought a run-down riverside home at Wroxham and called it Beryldine. They had cruisers built at Herbert Wood's boatyard at Potter Heigham called Lady Beryl, Baby Beryl, and there was talk of a speedboat to be called Crazy Beryl. When he wasn't relaxing in Norfolk, George loved entertaining people with a song and a joke. He worked hard and he also had a passion for fast cars. In 1959, while he was heading to Yarmouth to appear in Jack Jay's shows at the Windmill Theatre, his brand new January collided with another car at East Winch. George was taken to hospital at King's Lynn, where his visitors included household names such as Tommy Trinder and Huey Green. After a couple of weeks, he was back on stage at Yarmouth. George loved his time appearing in Jack's shows, and he packed out the 900-seater theatre every night for many weeks. He died of a heart attack in 1961, aged 56. So let's remember that Lancashire lad who fell in love with Norfolk.